Tonight is Sunday, it's Sunday, the 19th of September, 2004. The Sunday night speakers meeting in Narcotics Anonymous welcomes our second speaker, Don.
Hi, I'm Don, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Don.
And I want to thank Jim for asking me to participate tonight. I want to thank you for your share. I enjoyed what you had to say. You know, I was thinking, as I was listening to you, about my own experience in Narcotics Anonymous. And, my own family, I come from a family of schizophrenic, psychopathic, alcoholics and addicts. So you could say I was like, I'm like one of those that believes in the genetic factor. It's my father's recovering person. My mother, her brother, and my grandmother on that side are all dead from this disease. I grew up in a family system that was after World War II, and my parents were involved in a motorcycle club called the Galloping Gooses. So it was, you know, I knew my household was different from everybody else's because none of the men in my household worked. My mother worked as a cocktail waitress. My pop and my mother's brother stayed home and worked on motorcycles, drank and smoked dope, popped pills, and acted like crazy fools. And, you know, I knew there was something bizarre about my family system from the very beginning. And from the moment I took my first whatever, I felt a sense of relief, you know, that I knew this is the way I wanted to be. And I don't think my stories, in terms of using narcotics, is any different than anyone else's in this room. You know, basically I stayed in a coma as much of the time as I could because I did not know how to live in my own skin. You know, I did not like the way it felt to be drug free. You know, I saw people growing up who were acting like they were enjoying life and doing this and that. That was not my scene. I did not understand those people. And as soon as someone turned me on to a joint, I was like 12 years old, and I thought, yeah, this is it. You know, I found the answer. Unfortunately, my own personal experience was that whatever drug I used, it only worked for a little while. And then I had to go into something else, you know. And, you know, the progression of my illness was extremely rapid. Yeah. You know, by the time I got to Narcotics Anonymous, I had been a full-blown addict for years. And I had destroyed, as everyone says, by the time I got here, my story was no different than anyone else's. My family wanted nothing to do with me. I was not working. I didn't have an automobile. You know, I didn't have a place to live. And, you know, I came in with zero. And the adventure for me started once I got here. You know. And I too wanted to be a gangster when I grew up. But you can't be a gangster when you're always in a coma. Because when everybody's out doing this and that, I'm the one that got thrown in the car, knocked out, you know. Sometimes I would wake up in the morning with bumps all over and I think I got in a fight. I'd call my partner and say, no, man, we just dropped you a few times. So I was the kind of dude that, you know, unfortunately I had a normie. My first wife was, quote, a normie who didn't use narcotics. And her whole obsession was to get my, you know, to get me clean. And I, you know, she really gave it her best shot. Unfortunately, you know, when it comes to addiction, no one has any power over us to do anything. And, you know, she realized that I wasn't going to get my shit together, and she finally asked me to leave. But just to let you know the kind of person I was before I got here, I used to, when I was a kid, my best friend was this guy named Calvin Democrats team, you know. And growing up, we grew up in the same neighborhood, and this guy was, he really looked the part of a gangster, but he had a speech impediment. And he used to talk with a lift. So as long as he kept his mouth shut, he was like, you know. But as soon as he opened his mouth, nobody could take him seriously. But he was such a good dude. Such a good dude. And, you know, it's like, I never had a car. He had a car, so he was like my best friend, you know. I wasn't old enough to drive, even. And I was running around with this guy. He was 20.